marketing experts have discovered there's a difference in regional tastes when it comes to entertainment. And increasingly, those companies that offer mass entertainment, like film studios and TV networks, are fragmenting their products to reach an audience with very specific interests. With me is Delta Badhand, Vice President for Niche Marketing with Metal and Pry. Thanks for coming in. Are the days of mass communication over now?
I don't think network TV will ever be what it once was.
Well, except in the programming.
Yes, all the old programs are back, bless them. But fewer people watch network TV. And as the science of marketing has become more sophisticated, we've discovered that audiences have very definite preferences that can be tracked by age, by gender, race, education, location, mm-hmm. religion, yeah. height, weight, eye color, fingernail length,
I get the idea. Mm.
So we are able to target our movies, our books, our music. We can show the audiences we respect their taste by giving them exactly, and I mean exactly what they want.
Well, I just think that's terrific.
Right. For instance, in film, we find that sappy, feel-good, fundamentalist 50s sitcom Pablum works well in the South and East, mm-hmm. while frantic, edgy, violent, obscenity-laced filth has an audience in the New York to Boston corridor. Midwest audiences crave stupid, empty, romantic comedies with pretty people in tight clothes, and out West, they prefer mindless preening by self-absorbed nitwits, as long as there are plenty of special effects.
You know, people take their entertainment choices pretty personally. I think you should be careful.
Not at all. Not all people do. In the Southwest, Texas to Arizona, yes, but not in Hawaii, yes, in Maine, yes, in New Hampshire. The rest of the nation, no, not really.
So you're able to narrow it down to specific states.
Oh, we can narrow it down to neighborhoods, Dale.
Really?
As our technology improves, we are able to discern more subtle differences, which helps us target our marketing even more exactly. For instance, on one particular street in Toledo, we know there's a high interest in vacuous melodramatic tripe. But I can also tell you, house by house, Dale, whether they would pay for a sickeningly sweet Prince Charming sort of melodramatic tripe or a Lassie Come Home sort of melodramatic tripe. So.
Wow. Mm. So the mass audience really is becoming fragmented.
Listen, we suspect that every single individual person is different from every other person.
No.
Yes.
Incredible.
Exactly. We're just waiting for the data to show it.
Well, then the audience would be as fragmented as it can possibly be.
No, not at all. The human genome is being unlocked, and it contains the code for every personal trait and tendency. Hmm. Once we can read that, then we'll market to conflicting preferences within one's own self. The guy who watches wrestling and the guy who cries at the bridges of Madison County, they're one guy, one body, but two separate markets, see. Of course, we want them both to buy our products.
Well, good luck.
It's not luck. It's a combination of science and human weakness.
Marketing expert Delta Badhand of Metal and Pry.